Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Happy Labor Day. Our forecast for the tri-state region, some showers off and on today. Maybe a thunderstorm later this afternoon. It'll be mostly sunny today, 75. Tonight, a chance of showers by 8 p.m., then clearing out, 54. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 73 degrees. We'll check that forecast in just a few minutes. New Yorkers will lose extra unemployment aid. Here's what's ending and what's staying. More than 900,000 New Yorkers are losing an extra $300 a week in unemployment benefits as a federal program expires that helped out-of-work people due to the COVID-19 pandemic. President Biden's administration announced August 19th that it would not continue the enhanced weekly $300 unemployment benefits past September 5th, and it instead said states could continue the extra payments by using their COVID stimulus funds. New York and other states have not dipped into their relief funds to further extend the program as unemployment rates continue to drop as a work shortage has hurt businesses. In New York, school safety guidelines have finally been set. 3 feet of distance for students, vaccine or test for teachers. New York health regulators are recommending K-12 schools maintain at least 3 feet of distance between students as they return to the classroom. Amid concern over the Delta variant, the State Department of Health issued school safety guidelines late last week, a day after some New York school districts welcomed students for the first time. The 12-page guidance came after the health department previously canceled plans to release something similar in early August. Included in the guidance is a vaccine or test mandate for teachers and other school workers, with school employees in New York now required to show proof they received a COVID-19 vaccine or undergo weekly testing. The mandate follows up on a promise made by Hochul shortly after she was sworn in on August 24th. Earlier, the State Public Health and Planning Council passed an emergency regulation that allowed the State Health Department to require testing of unvaccinated school employees and employees in other fields. Otis Elementary School had to close due to a COVID outbreak late last week. The Farmington River Elementary School was closed Friday because of an outbreak within the school district. Quote, due to confirmed cases of COVID-19 within the school district, as well as the larger community, Farmington River Elementary will close on Friday, awaiting test results of personnel and students. COVID cases already were on the rise in Otis before school started this week. 3 people tested positive for COVID-19 after a Steakhouse fundraiser hosted by the Otis Fire Department. So meetings coming up this week. Today in Salisbury, the town hall and transfer station are closed. Town halls are closed in most towns today in observance of the holiday. Tomorrow in Salisbury at 9 a.m., the Salisbury Historic District meets. Region 1 Board of Education has a personnel subcommittee meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock via Zoom. Taconic Hill Central School District Superintendent's Conference Day tomorrow all day. Pre-K orientation from 2:15 to 3:15. Laptop distribution grades 5 through 12. September 7th from 4 till 7 p.m. Grades 5 through 12, once again, 4 to 7 p.m. for laptop distribution. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen will have a meeting tomorrow. That meeting is set for 3 p.m. North Canaan has a Board of Selectmen's meeting at 7 p.m. tomorrow. In Sheffield, the Select Board will meet at 7 p.m. as well. And tomorrow in Hillsdale, the September Zoning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. Canaan Falls Village has the Board of Selectmen's meeting at 7 p.m. In Cornwall on the 7th, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse meeting, Zoom, it's virtual. Also at 7:30, the Board of Selectmen meet via Zoom. That is also a virtual meeting, which is being held tomorrow. September 8th, Wednesday, from 4 to 6 p.m. in Cornwall, the Affordable Housing Plan Steering Committee has a special virtual meeting at 4 p.m. Board of Education and Kent Center Schools regular meeting will be held Wednesday at 5 p.m. The Conservation Commission regular meeting Wednesday at 7 p.m. In Sharon on Wednesday, Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting set for 5:30. Canaan Falls Village regular meeting of the Recreation Commission is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Sheffield, Massachusetts Planning Board meets Wednesday at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Planning Board has a meeting at North Maple Avenue on Wednesday. That is at 7:30 p.m. Coming up on Thursday at 10:30, the Cornwall Conservation Commission has a meeting via Zoom. Sharon Water and Sewer Commission meets on Thursday at 7 p.m. There's a food drive-through, free food distribution on Friday, the 10th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Our Lady of Hope Parish, 8074 State Route 22 in Copake Falls, New York. Also coming up on Friday, Cornwall Town Hall Players, Ibsen's The Dollhouse at the Town Hall, Town Hall Players, The Dollhouse, guest director Robin Frome, September 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th from 7:30, with a limited attendance of 25, reservations required. Email the Cornwall Town Hall Players at gmail.com. Also on Friday at the Sharon Playhouse, Carrie Louise, a comedian, will be preparing. She just appeared on a new Showtime comedy special called Funny Women of Certain Age. More information, SharonPlayhouse.org. And on Saturday at 8 p.m., the Sharon Playhouse presents the Ravons, a high-energy rock and roll band originally formed to revitalize the music of Buddy Holly and the Crickets. They produce and star in two different Buddy Holly tribute shows, as well as a 50s and 60s rock and roll tribute. Tickets for more information, SharonPlayhouse.org. Underwriting support for Robin Hood Radio Stock Market Report comes from the Interlaken, Interlaken Road in Lakeville. You'll find them at interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Underwriting support from Viali Insurance, located at 75 Main Street in Lee, Massachusetts, insuring hard-to-place seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. For all your insurance needs, 413-243-0347, on the web, ViallyInsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off this week at 35,369.09, the NASDAQ at 13,363.52, and the S&P 500 at 4535.43. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.